Hi, welcome to the very first episode of the Ambitious Empath Show. My name is Bao, and I am an emotion coach for busy and ambitious empaths/HSPs. I thought it would be nice to start the episode with some definitions. So today's episode is all about what is an empath, what is an HSP, what is an introvert, and is it important or not to know the difference, and how it actually may benefit you. So if you want to know more, just stay tuned.
Emotions can be tough to navigate, but you've got strengths to lead you on your way. Time to take control, time to reach your goals, time to let emotions go. The Ambitious Empath Show with Bao Ye.
Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. And if you are new here, make sure to hit the subscribe button. If you are an ambitious empath and you would like to expand your horizon and feel inspired and connected to a larger empath community, you are invited to subscribe to the Ambitious Empath Digest. Through the weekly Ambitious Empath Digest, you will be reminded of the latest episode of this podcast and have a curated list of past episodes in case you missed them, but you could still benefit from their wisdom. But most of all, you will receive a generous dose of insights and resources from fantastic fellow sensitive entrepreneurs. You know it, they understand the unique challenges and opportunities you face as an ambitious empath. So subscribe to the new Ambitious Empath Digest. The link is in the show notes. Hi, this is Bao, your host for the Ambitious Empath Show. And the reason why I wanted to start with some definition is that I often find people using one word for the other. There is a lot of confusion about those three. Even for myself, when I started with this work, there was still a gray zone between all of them. So I just thought it would be nice to define what is an empath, what is an HSP, what is an introvert, because we're going to be talking a lot about all this. So let's start right away. What is an empath? When I talk about empath, I talk about the people who have particular abilities when it comes to emotions. Usually they feel a lot. They're going to be feeling a lot of different type of emotions and in different ranges, which means that when they're sad, they're going to experience sadness like to a very big extent. They're going to feel really sad. Same thing when they hurt, and they're going to feel hurt with their whole body. But what it also means is that they can really be the hell of excited and joyful. They can experience gratitude, connection, beauty, inspiration to such a great extent. And this is an aspect that a lot of empaths don't talk about, is that they experience the bad, what we call the bad emotions, or what is perceived as the bad emotions, to a big extent, but also the positive emotions. And this is such a beautiful thing to be around an empath when he is or she is having such emotions. The second thing is that they are highly sensitive and perceptive. They're going to be able to sense your mood. And it doesn't matter how good you are at hiding it, they're going to feel that something is off. And the thing is that it doesn't happen on an intellectual level. So this is not an ability to read facial expressions or to read body language. It's more like a sixth sense, like an intuition. They're going to sense like if you're being stressed or fearful or negative or happy or peaceful. And usually they are very smart emotionally. They will be able to understand how you feel before you even say words about it, like even before you even form this thought in your mind, and they will even be able to anticipate it. So because of all this, it usually makes empaths be very compassionate. They are empathetic, as the words say. They're going to feel your pain as if it was theirs, and they have such a big heart. I don't know any empath who doesn't have a big heart. They are usually very thoughtful because of the reason we said earlier. And they have this big wish to help, you know, because they know how crappy it feels when you are hurt. They don't want that for you. So they will try to avoid it for you. They will try to prevent you from suffering. The thing that is a very particular to empath also is that because they are able to sense the emotions around them. It's kind of like a superpower that you cannot control. It also means that you not only sense what is in the environment, but you also absorb all those emotions. So you are very, if you're an empath, you're usually very sensitive to the mood of others, and you have to be extra careful who you hang out with and what you expose yourself to in terms of medias and entertainment. So let's see now the definition of an introvert. So introversion and extroversion are very, like, they are ways to process information, and they are also ways people get their energy from. For example, extroverts will be the people who process information outwardly, which means that they think best when they bounce ideas, when they brainstorm with people, when they think out loud. And they will be energized from being social, from meeting people outside, from having a lot of social activities, and even experience new things. And on the other hand of the spectrum, introverts are the people who process information inwardly. So they're going to need their time to learn, to research, to read a lot, to journal, to reflect. And they get energized from spending time alone. So whether it's at home or in nature. Often when we think about introverts or extroverts, we think of caricatures of themselves. So when you think about an extrovert, usually what comes to mind is a frat boy or woo girl, like those people who are the life of the party. And when we think about an introvert, we think about the nerds who are very smart and knowledgeable, but yet are socially awkward. And it's not necessarily true. Like, I am an extrovert myself, and I don't think that I am loud. I am on a quiet side. I even consider myself as shy. And if you see me, I'm not very extravagant or loud. And despite being an introvert, I am still very reflective and very self-aware. And on the other side, I have met introverts who were very social. Like the girls I used to hang out with in Shanghai back in the days when I was single and partying a lot were all introverts, very social introverts. And it was amazing. Like they were not socially awkward. They just needed a week to recover from partying. And at the same time, I also met introverts who were not very self-aware. So what I want to say with that is that introverts and extroverts, these are the ways you describe to, like, how people process information and how they recharge their batteries. This is actually not a predictor for characteristics like charisma, popularity, intelligence, whether it's logical intelligence or emotional intelligence or social intelligence. And finally, let's see the definition of highly sensitive people. So these are the people who are a little bit more sensitive than normal, but it's not necessarily in regards of their emotions, but more of their senses, the five senses. So they're going to be highly sensitive to external stimuli like sound, odors, and light. They will be able to spot someone who is chewing out loud, like chewing loudly from the other side of the room. Or people breathing. I remember when I was young, I used to watch TV sometimes with my brother, and he used to breathe through his mouth. And I could really, it was disturbing me so much. I would often ask him to breathe through his nose, but he would just try again to breathe through his mouth, you know, after a few minutes. And I would always be able to spot it. And I would always ask, like, but seriously, like, can't you just breathe through your nose? And he would just be like, but how do you know about? Well, because I just know, you know? So highly sensitive people often find a lot of environments to be draining, as well as big smells and crowds, but also new environments. So when you travel with a highly sensitive person, be aware that this person is going to be a little bit more tired than normal. And it doesn't have to do with the fact that maybe this place is crowded or not. Not only, but, you know, when I used to travel, I used to be very tired, and not just from the walking, but because it was a lot of information to process in a new environment when I had to make sense of. So those people are very, as said, like they can be easily overstimulated, but they also process things in a deeper way, in a deep way. And they're going to be able also to sense the subtle. So what is the difference between the three? First of all, what do they have in common? So the thing is they have in common is that whether you are an empath, HSP, or introvert, you will need to withdraw to recharge. And usually you find crowds to be draining, and you also love nature and the arts. And because of that, we often confuse them one for another. Like, for example, until I was 26, I think because of the withdrawing and the deep thinking, I thought I was an introvert. And actually, it turned out I'm totally an extrovert, just an empath and HSP one. So being one of them doesn't exclude that you can't be the other two, but they're not necessarily synonyms to each other. For example, things that HSP will do or feel that empath and introverts don't do or feel. They will be sensitive to other senses, to sound and smell. They will be highly conscientious. They will be very good at tasks requiring vigilance, accuracy, speed, and detection of minor differences. And on the other hand, empath, what is particular to them is that they have this urge and this need to help others. They have a deeper understanding of emotions and a higher awareness around them too. Plus, they absorb the emotions of others. They are usually very intuitive and they tend to turn to spirituality. So it's not something that is exclusive. I would say that the difference between empath, introverts, and HSP is that it's kind of like there are different stages of the same spectrum. So is it important to know the difference? The thing is that what I believe is that having a label and understanding it is important because, first of all, it means that you're not the only one feeling like this. You're not the only one having those characteristics. You know, like, for example, I was very surprised a year ago when I learned that what I have experienced with my mom had a name and it was called Mother Wound. I have a Mother Wound. And the more I learned about it and realized that everything that I've read was really relating to 90% of my own experience, the more I understood how actually common it was and how big this phenomenon is. And this is the same thing with having a label. And so we all want to belong, and having label makes us feel less lonely in your quest for belonging. The thing is, with the label, it also means that it probably have been books and studied about it. It means that you have something to Google or to research in case you want to know more. It means that you can deepen your own knowledge and understanding about it. And it also means that if you said this one word, other people understand it right away without that you have to explain that much more. And the big thing about having a label is that you can also find other people who share that experience with you and having finally this sense of belonging. So what is the benefit of having a label really? So say someone in your family is either one of those labels, or two of them, or all three of them. It matters that you have a label so you have a better understanding on how they function, why they may act the way they act, or why they may react to certain things or not. Like, why do they get tired in your environments? Why do they find your music always too loud or whatever? But more importantly, I believe that it brings so much more to life to have self-awareness, to have a deeper understanding of who you are if you are one of those labels. And the greater your self-awareness is, the easier it is to navigate life. So you may not like labels, you may not like being categorized, and you may not identify to any of those terms. Yet understanding how you function, how you tick, how you think, how you react may bring a lot of peace. It can really help you to go from self-awareness to self-acceptance to serenity. And truly, it feels good to find other people like us, however we identify ourselves. So what we've seen in this episode is the difference between an HSP, empath, or introvert. Even if some people tend to confuse them and to use one for another, these labels are different. So now, if you like that episode and you want to participate in the conversation, find me on Instagram. I announce every episode there as a post, and you can comment below. You can ask questions, you can give me suggestions for the next episode, or just continue the conversation about this episode, whether you like it or not, whether you think that maybe some aspect of it were missing, maybe you had a different feeling. I would be very happy to have your opinion on that. So go find me on Instagram. I will put the link below in the description and let me know your thoughts about this episode.
Emotions can be tough to navigate, but you've got strengths to lead you on your way. Time to take control, time to reach your goals, time to let emotions go.